You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, it is 2026, and of course the legislative session got underway yesterday. It's going to be a big year with the midterms in Missouri. Lots of important issues on the ballot, not the least of which will be Amendment 3, again, so named. Same as the last Amendment 3, but very different, because this one would... protect life in the state of Missouri again, put a little sanity back in the law. All that's coming up in November. In the meantime, we've got, of course, we've got elections in April coming up. We've got elections coming up in August, leading up to the general election, midterm elections in November. And we wanted to get Missouri Secretary of State Denny Hoskins back on the phone here to talk about all of those issues. Mr. Secretary, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Mark.
Great to have you back. Were you down there for the opening session yesterday?
I was down here for the opening session, and you know, I think it went pretty uneventful. And I think a lot of eyes and ears were on the Senate to see what the Senate Democrats might do after being PQ'd in special session and at the end of regular session last year.
Yeah, do you miss it?
I do miss some of the sausage making and policy making, and believe it or not, you know, I have a new role as Secretary of State and a lot more personnel issues and dealing with personnel, a lot more administrative function in the Secretary of State's office. But I do still get to do some policy work, especially on elections and business services and things that affect the Secretary of State's office.
Yeah. What are you most proud of so far of your tenure, Secretary of State? And because we do have a number of elections coming up, and I know that you've been a big proponent of election integrity and maybe getting us back to paper ballots and a different way of doing things at the voting booth.
Yeah, so I think part of it is education, you know, just help educating my fellow legislators as well as citizens here in the state of Missouri. You know, we had our first public hand counting demonstration at the Capitol last year. I look forward to hopefully doing that again. That I had Secretary of State from all over the United States contacting me on that and saying, hey, you know, someone reached out and said you did something with hand counting at the Missouri State Capitol. Can you tell us more about that? And that was a, you know, public viewing and public demonstration that we invited the public, elected officials, and the media to. But I think probably the biggest thing, the biggest focus that we've been focusing on is cleaning up Missouri's voter rolls. And this is an ongoing process because someone passed away last night. Someone moved from Missouri to Illinois last night or from Illinois to Missouri. So it's always constantly changing. But since last January, we've taken off over 200,000 ineligible voters off the voter rolls here in the state of Missouri. And that includes over 60,000 deceased voters, over 5,000 felons. Felons can't vote here in the state of Missouri. So I think that's probably the biggest thing that we've been focusing on, is making sure that only eligible voters are on the voter rolls here in the state of Missouri. And that's just a constant ongoing process.
Yeah, those felons, for example, are those people that had been registered to vote and then became felons and should have had their names removed? Or did they somehow register after their felony conviction?
Yeah, for the most part, they were registered to vote and then became felons.
Okay.
Yes, I think that there were some that actually did the opposite. But for the most part, they were registered voters and then became felons and just needed to be taken off the voter rolls.
What did happen yesterday, Mr. Secretary, for the first day of the session was the House Democrats came out and said that they wanted to impeach you. And that all surrounds this whole petition, right, to kind of reverse that congressional map. Explain what's going on here.
Well, I jokingly said earlier that we've all heard of Trump derangement syndrome, TDS. I think the House Democrats here in Missouri maybe have HDS, Hoskins derangement syndrome. So they filed articles of impeachment on me for me basically doing my job, following state law as it goes through this referendum process. A freshman Democrat independent state rep filed articles of impeachment against me. saying that I should count all the signatures. Now, currently, there's about 10 court cases ongoing regarding this redistricting and the map and the referendum process. What I'd said is that, hey, any signatures that were gathered before October 14th, when I certified the language for the referendum, should not be counted. And so we've kept those separate. We've not thrown them in the trash or anything else. We've kept those separate. We still have those on file in a locked room. But any signatures that were collected after that would count. You know, if we did count those signatures before October 14th, that means like people, the Democrats could start collecting signatures for a bill that hasn't even made it through the legislature, like a tax cut bill this year. And so there's a part of the process. I'm following state law. I'm following the Missouri Constitution, and House Democrats don't really like that.
No, it sounds like it. So where does that process stand? I know you said there are court challenges. Minus those ballots that they would all like to see added in, are there still enough petitions to get this on the ballot at this point?
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Possibly. There could be. So starting December 23rd, we'd scanned all these signature pages into the database, and now our local election authorities and county clerks are going through that painstaking process of comparing the signature on that referendum to the actual voter registration. And that's done online. We basically had 2 weeks to scan all those pages in. We scanned those pages in, flipped kind of a switch on the database, and so our local election authorities could go in there and verify those. Our local election authorities and county clerks have until July 28th to verify those signatures. As you know, filing starts at the end of February through March, and the Attorney General and I have both come out and said, hey, the new map is in effect, barring some court order that might say different. So
yeah,
as of right now, the new congressional maps are in effect for 2026. On July 28th, those county clerks will turn over that verification of signatures to me, and then I will go through the certification process at the Secretary of State's office to see if they should be certified.
So we've still got quite a bit of time to go on that. Missouri Secretary of State Denny Hoskins is our guest. On the petition issue, I mean, this is kind of stuck in my craw for a while. I obviously support people's constitutional right to go out and sign a petition for anything they feel a grievance against or show support of. What galls me is that the system in Missouri allows people from Virginia and other states, if they've got enough money, these organizations can come in and buy their way onto the ballot in Missouri. Would you like to see that addressed at some point?
Yes, most certainly. You know, Missouri has one of the easiest initial petition processes in the country. And we've been looking at what some of the other states are doing, some of the other states with initial petition processes. They require proof of citizenship in the state of Missouri. They also say, hey, when they're collecting those signatures, that they have to verify with a photo ID anybody that signs that petition.
Right.
We've also said that, hey, you know, maybe if they have to at least live in the state of Missouri for 30 years. You're very correct. There was people from Minnesota, Michigan, California, New York, all over that they hired to come in and gather signatures. So there's several different things that we could do. You know, some states like Kansas, they don't have an initial petition process for citizens. So if something's going to get on the ballot, the legislature has to do that. I'm not saying I'm advocating for that, but really here in the state of Missouri, we have a lot of not only outside influence from other states in the United States, but outside influence from other countries as well.
Sure. All right. So we'll keep checking in with you on that petition process there regarding redistricting and see what's going on. Mr. Secretary,
yes.
Thank you so much for your time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You bet. Great talking to you. Yeah, you bet. Secretary of State Denny Hoskins talking about what's going on down there and getting us ready for what's going to be a big year, no doubt. Coming up, a couple Rascal Flatts tickets to give away and some really good news for you regarding giveaways. I think we can let the cat out of the bag here when we come back from the break. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.